Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American ride.
Well, happy Thanksgiving Eve, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are live broadcasting from our beautiful Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee. Broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And, folks, we're going to have a fun few hours today on the radio. We have some great guests coming by, including Pastor Robert Jeffress out of Dallas, Texas. Also, our good buddy Dave Bratt from Liberty University. We're also going to be taking your calls. We'll be throwing out a couple of great Thanksgiving trivia questions as well. And Ben Dieter, by the way, our EP, is off on the family vacation, Branson, Missouri. And Dylan, we're going to have a lot of stories when he comes back. Last night they went to dinner at Dolly Parton's Dixie Stampede.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure what side he sat on, and we're going to find that information out. You're either on the north or the south.
Yeah, that's true.
But tonight, Ben Dieter was texting me this morning, and they're staying at a cabin there in Branson, and as well as the lovely Miss Cassie, our call screener. So it's you and me today.
I know. It's a little hollow in the studio.
That's today. It. Hello, hello, hello. So anyway, Miss Cassie and her family are out there in Branson. And anyway, tonight they're eating at Lambert's, which is home of the...
The throwing rolls.
The throwed rolls,
yeah,
as they call it. So I told him we want video. We've got to have video.
I can see him getting hit in the face with a roll because he didn't see it coming.
I'm fairly certain that is going to happen.
I hope that
people
happens.
Will be throwing rolls at him. So anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun today. So bear with us. We're working with a skeleton crew as the team heads out and hangs with family. We do have some breaking news, and I want to share this with you. This coming from multiple sources, Caroline Leavitt reaching out just a few moments ago. And, folks, I've warned you that this is not going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be a great 4 years. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible. But there are going to be some obstacles along the way. And the left is... You know, I think people may have been lulled into this sense of security because there were not riots in the aftermath of Election Day. And they're thinking maybe the liberals are just hibernating and they'll come back out in 4 years. No, that's not the case at all. As a matter of fact, I think we need to expect violence, and some of that has already happened. Now, a couple of things. First, this is the reporting of ABC News, and they're reporting they've arrested an Arizona man for threatening to kill President Trump and Barron Trump. The guy's name is Manuel Tamayo Torres, and he has posted videos online threatening to kill President Trump and his family. This guy actually visited a Trump rally in August. The man brandished an AR-15 in videos that he posted to Facebook. He said, quote, "You're going to die. Your son's going to die." Talking about Barron, your whole family is going to die. "I'm going to put a hole in your face." That is the threat. And now we understand that this man has been arrested. Now, there are currently more attacks underway, and these are pretty serious. Last night into this morning, we can now report that a good many members of the new administration, President Trump's appointees and cabinet nominees, were targeted with bomb threats and swatting incidents. Now, swatting is when somebody calls up at the police and they say, oh, you know, President Trump is beating his wife, and the cops rush in, and it's a horrible situation. And I can tell you that from what we understand, everybody is okay. We understand the bomb squad was sent to Matt Gaetz's home. Matt Gaetz was the subject of a pipe bomb. We don't know if they found a pipe bomb or if it was just a hoax call. But this is a pretty serious situation that is underway, and I suspect we're going to be getting new details throughout this hour of the program as we begin to understand the level of these attacks. I want you to understand something here. You threaten President Trump. You threaten members of the cabinet. These are domestic. That is domestic terrorism. And we need to be treating these people like enemy combatants. Now, Caroline Leavitt, who is the new press secretary, friend of this program, says the attacks ranged from bomb threats to swatting. She says, and I want to read this to you, last night and this morning, several of President Trump's cabinet nominees and administration appointees were targeted in, quote, violent, un-American threats to their lives and those who live with them. This is unacceptable. By the way, Caroline, and I don't know if she was one of those, she's got a brand new baby at home. This is unacceptable. She said the attacks ranged from bomb threats to swatting. In response, law enforcement and other authorities acted quickly to ensure the safety of those who were targeted. President Trump and the entire transition team are grateful for their swift action. Now, Don Trump Jr. is weighing in on this, saying the violent left has been calling in bomb threats and swatting. Enough is enough with this type of deranged crap. And it's really not enough that President Trump has survived two assassination attempts at the hands, by the way, of radical leftists. By the way, those stories completely disappeared, right? Nobody's talking about that. Now they're going after his administration. Now, here's my take on it. We ought to be treating these people as domestic terrorists, and they ought to face the full force and fury of law enforcement and the justice system. We need to make sure that people know this is not tolerated in the United States of America. Now, I would encourage you in your prayers to remember President Trump and the entire administration. They're going to need prayer power. They're going to need protection. And I'm not talking about guns and weapons. I'm talking about spiritual protection, because we are dealing with a political party, the Democrats, that have been co-opted. What's the word I'm looking for? These people are demonic. They are demonic, ladies and gentlemen. And you've seen the videos. We've shared many of them. We've played many of them. As a matter of fact, yesterday at Lake Michigan, these are actual liberal white women screaming into the lake because President Trump won. This happened yesterday. Is that normal to you? Does that sound normal to you, ladies and gentlemen? Do those people sound like they're rational, thoughtful human beings? I mean, these are whack jobs, but that sounds like somebody who has been possessed by a demon. The only time I have ever, ever heard that noise is when I went to a Thanksgiving dinner and they weren't serving meat. And I may have been the one screaming. I'm just telling you, there is something that is not of this world, what you just heard there. This is frightening stuff. So, again, I would encourage you, pray for President Trump and his safety and protection. Pray that God would place a hedge of protection around the entire administration. They've got a lot of work to do to fix a lot that is broken in this country and to stop us from being taken over by the fascists. And it is going to be ugly. We're already hearing reports of people trying to disrupt things on Inauguration Day. It is far from over, is what I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. If you would like to become a part of the program today, again, 901-260-5926. And we'll be updating that. Again, the only person we know of for certain is Matt Gaetz, and he is okay. His family is okay. Can we talk about Sharon Stone for just a moment, the actress? So she's over in Italy at the Torino Film Festival. And this woman plays make-believe for a living. And I've got no problem with that. If you can do that, if you can dribble a ball and that's the only gift God gave you, then I would say dribble that ball and get a paycheck. So I'm not faulting the woman. I'm not belittling her for playing make-believe for a living. But I am belittling her for what she did on foreign soil at the Torino Film Festival in Italy, where she called all of you good people ignorant and arrogant. Now, all of this is, she is still trying to come to terms with the fact that Kamala Harris lost. And she's out there saying that Donald Trump is going to turn our nation into a fascist country. Actually, Donald Trump is going to undo the fascism that was beginning to take root in this country. Here's what she said. My country is in its adolescence. So in other words, you people are just a bunch of whiny little babies. Adolescence is very arrogant. Adolescence thinks it knows everything. Adolescence is naive and ignorant and arrogant, and we are in our ignorant, arrogant adolescence. She went on to describe all of you Trump supporters as uneducated and naive because, and I'm kid you not, she said, Americans don't travel and only 20% of the country have passports. Well, I want to explain why that is. I'm not a big, big fan of international travel. I've been to Israel. It was a wonderful experience. Went to England. Okay. It is what it is. Been to Italy. Terrible. Here's my take on this. Maybe the reason why Americans don't want to travel outside of the country is that we already live in the most exceptional nation in the world. So why would we want to leave? I'll give you an example. Paris. Oh, you have to see the Eiffel Tower. Wee wee. Okay, well, you know what? There's a place in America called Paris, Tennessee. They actually have an Eiffel Tower in Paris, Tennessee. So if I want to go see it, I'll just drive down the road and go to Paris, Tennessee. We even have a place called Milan, but we call it Milan here. I'm just saying. So who wants to spend all that money to fly over to Paris, get treated rudely by the French? You know they hate us. They'll take our money. We'll fight their wars for them, but they hate us. Why would we want to do that when you can take the family to Dollywood or take the family like the Dieter family and go to Branson? Now, here's my problem with Sharon Stone is that her smears are just not all that clever anymore. You know what I mean? It's like that's all the Democrats do. They just love to attack us. And they look down on all of you folks. If you don't have an advanced degree in lesbian literature, or if you actually know what your personal pronouns are, they loathe you kinds of people. They especially hate you folks that go to church on Sunday, and they despise all of you women out there that want to stay at home and raise your kids and tend to your home. And they hate men who embrace their masculinity. Those are values that are contrary to the thinking of the Democrat Party. And by the way, those values are what won Donald J. Trump the election, because an overwhelming majority of the nation, and I would be willing to say that about 80% of them are the ones that don't have passports. I'm telling you, those are the values. Those are the shared values. So it's not us. We're not the weird ones. We're not the anomalies. People like Sharon Stone and Barack Hussein Obama. Remember Obama calling us bitter clingers. Hillary Clinton of the basket of irredeemable deplorables. What was it? Peter Strzok and Lisa Page calling us the smelly Walmart people. I mean, come on. So my recommendation here is to ignore people like Sharon Stone, but also to be aware. I mean, you do need to be aware. This is what these people think about you. They hate you, but they want you to go to their movies, right? They want you to go and spend, $30 for some popcorn that may not be buttered all that much. and a big old jug of Diet Coke. They want you to spend the money, but they hate you and they despise you. And I think ultimately they're just unhappy. Unhappy with the decisions they've made in their lives. Now, I just want you to understand this. I believe that we are the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I truly believe that. And I'm proud to be an American, and you should be too. As for Sharon Stone, well, look, here's the way I see it. Most countries, they actually institutionalize their crazy people. But here in America, we just send them all to Hollywood. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. Thanksgiving Eve, ladies and gentlemen. 901-260-5926. What are you thankful for? And what's on the Thanksgiving table this year? We'll be right back. Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you got to act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. All right, folks, getting some new intel in on these threats that are being made against Trump members, Trump nominees and members of the new administration. We can now tell you that Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, who is President Trump's nominee to be U.N. ambassador, she was targeted at her home, at her private residence. So, again, this seems to be some sort of an ongoing attack. And the concern is that you have these SWAT teams that are just knocking down doors that are going in thinking that maybe somebody's being held hostage, and then somebody innocent gets shot. And that's the big concern here. Also, whether or not these attacks are real, that, you know, people are literally trying to kill people that are connected to Donald Trump. So we're going to keep you updated throughout the show on this breaking news story. Also, ToddStearns.com, we've got the story up, and we'll be updating the story throughout the program. So can we talk about Kamala Harris for just a moment here? So she's been in Hawaii since she lost the election. $1.5 billion she spent. And all along, they knew all along that they had no chance of winning. And we'll get to more of that in just a few moments. Anyway, Kamala Harris does this. I mean, Barack Obama made her do this. But she did a video with all of her high-dollar donors who got killed. And here's Kamala Harris, cut one.
I just have to remind you, don't you ever let anybody take your power from you. You have the same power that you did before November 5th. And you have the same purpose that you did. And you have the same ability to engage and inspire. So don't ever let anybody or any circumstance take your power from you.
You got to watch the video here, folks. Her hair is disheveled. Her eyes look glazed over. And I don't know if she's been unburdened by what has been. I think that it would be wise for someone to do a health and wellness check on her liver. We have a saying in the South that if somebody can't handle their booze, that they're bad to drink. And I don't know what's going on here, folks, but if you've seen the video, do you think that she's hot? Is she drunk? Is she doing drugs? Is she hopped up on something? Because that woman looks horrible. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. The story of MyPillow is a testament to faith and transformation. Mike Lindell, once battling addiction, found a new path when he embraced faith and began following Jesus. In gratitude, Mike is excited to share an exclusive offer with our listeners. Right now, the standard MyPillow is available for just $14.88, a savings that's too good to pass up. There's a limit of 10 per customer, so don't wait to take advantage of this amazing deal now with promo code Starnes. Mike believes God gave him the idea for MyPillow in a dream, and it's designed with your comfort in mind. The pillow holds its shape and adapts perfectly to your unique sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned for the best night's sleep. And there's more. Take home a four-piece kitchen set for only $25. Enjoy the new mattress topper at $99.99 or pick up the luxurious MyPillow bed sheet starting at $49.98. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code Starnes to unlock huge discounts. Don't miss out. Order today. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Now, David Plouffe is a former David Plouffe is a former senior advisor for Kamala Harris, also goes all the way back to Barack Hussein Obama. And keep in mind, it was really Obama that was running Kamala Harris's campaign. And so here's how bad it is. They have no money. They're broke. They raised $1.5 billion and they're broke. As a matter of fact, a lot of the Democrat staffers, they never got paid. Some of them are having to launch GoFundMe accounts hoping to find some money. So anyway, if you remember the polling and remember what I told you throughout the campaign, do not trust the polls. Don't believe any of that stuff. Because they're using these pollsters, by and large, are radical leftists. They're always going to skew their polling to either give the impression that Kamala Harris was ahead or that she was surging in their fake polls. And now we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that that's absolutely true. That's what happened. So here's David Plouffe, and now admitting that the media polls that had Kamala Harris ahead were all wrong, and they knew it from day one. Take a listen.
When we got in, my recollection is some of that snapback, but, you know, we were behind. I mean, I think it surprised people because there was these public polls that came out in late September, early October, showing us with leads that we never saw. You know, I mean, it was just basically a race that in the battlegrounds was 46-47, 47-48. So that's not where we started. We started behind. She was able to climb out. I think even after the debate, we might have gained, what, 0.51? It wasn't a race that moved a lot. And so I think when you think about our own internal analytics, you know, if you have if Wisconsin at 47-47 or Pennsylvania 48-47 Trump, let's say, which I think is where we had it at the end, you know, you've got to have undecided break your way more than your opponents, and you've got to get a little benefit from turnout, which we weren't able to do.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. It was all a big hoax. Now, I want you to step back for just a moment. If you don't know anything else about Kamala Harris and the Democrats, take a look at Donald Trump and his team. What is it, $300 million, I think it cost him to run their campaign? They crushed it. $1.5 billion that Kamala Harris raised. And most of that money went to the celebrities. Most of the money that's out there, it goes to Oprah, Beyonce. Who's the gal on Ozempic? Oh yeah, Lizzo. I'm telling you, nobody did it for free. Everybody was looking for a paycheck. Everybody was looking for a handout. If I were a Democrat donor right now, I would be enraged. I would be joining the Republican Party is what I'd be doing, because they all got hosed. It was a great big con, ladies and gentlemen. It was a scam. And they were all taken for a ride, and I love it. I feel sorry for nobody. Not a single person. You know who's laughing here? Oh, yeah, Donald Trump's laughing. I'm talking about Joe Biden and the wife. Mrs. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, they're having a grand old time because they were the ones, and you've got to go back into the Todd Stearns time machine here, folks. Go back and remember what happened. Joe Biden was forced out, and during his exit speech, he threw Kamala Harris a bone and said, but you know what? We don't need an open primary. I think Kamala needs to be our nominee. It was a brilliant move. I mean, it really was a brilliant move on his part. So there you have it. There are going to be a lot of hungry, homeless Democrat campaign staffers. They didn't get paid. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris is on an extended vacation in Hawaii. How much you want to bet she's staying at Barack Obama's resort out there? All right. As promised, we've got to, we're going to be throwing out some trivia questions here. And one of them involves the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And a lot of people are going to be watching that. There are a lot of balloons in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. But there was one in particular that was the first character balloon in the Macy's parade. Can you tell us the name of the first character balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade? The first character balloon. Give us a call at 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. Now, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, Dean Cain, remember him from the old Superman show? He's going to be joining us tonight on Newsmax. And if you haven't heard, Newsmax just filed to go public. They are growing by leaps and bounds. Everybody's talking about the massive growth. Primetime's even beating CNN now. It is now one of the top U.S. news brands, according to the Reuters Institute. You can get information, by the way, on this planned IPO. All you need to do is go to NewsmaxInvest.com. Again, that's NewsmaxInvest.com. Forbes magazine calling us a news powerhouse. All you have to do is watch my show and figure that out. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com today. We'll be right back, America.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's talk to Sydney, hanging out with us in California. Hi, Sydney. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, Todd. Happy Thanksgiving. How are you?
Sydney, I'm doing well. Let's try your hand here. We're talking about the first ever parade balloon character in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Tell us, who was that character?
You know what? I think I gave the call screener the wrong answer, but I remembered Ben Dieter's advice yesterday to use AI and not human intelligence. I think the answer is Santa Claus.
Is no, Sydney. Sydney, let me explain this. Don't listen to Ben Dieter. That's your mistake, Sydney.
I might have gotten the right answer the first time, but anyway.
Actually, no, you would not have, Sydney, but but it's a good try, my friend. All right, Sydney, thanks for calling in, and thanks for hanging out with us in beautiful California. Let's go to Matt in Georgia. All right, Matt, what's the answer?
Snoopy.
Oh, no, it's not Snoopy, Matt. Thanks for playing along. All right, let's go to Janet in North Carolina, WHKP. Now, Janet, I don't want to put a lot of pressure on you here, all right? We've already had two incorrect answers. So let's try this, Janet. Do you think you've got – I don't want you to tell me the answer yet, but you're pretty confident about your answer.
I think so.
All right. No, you can't think so, Janet. You got to own it, Janet. Yes, Todd, I know it.
I'm sure.
I know it, Todd.
All right, Janet, what was the first ever balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Felix the Cat.
Yes, Janet, you know what that music means. You are a winner. Congratulations, Janet.
Oh, thank you.
So it turns out that the parade debuted back in 1927, and that's when they had the first ever balloon character. But there was a problem, Janet, because nobody thought about having to deflate the balloon, and nobody knew how to do that. And so at the end of the parade, they just let Felix float off into the atmosphere.
Oh.
It is what it is. But we're not going to let you float off into the atmosphere, Janet. Hang tight, and Dylan will get all of your info there. And congratulations. Hope you and your family have a very happy Thanksgiving. All right. You can't make it up. Hey, I want to give you some new information coming in. Our good buddy Chad Pergram over at Fox News says that Elise Stefanik, her husband, and their small child were actually not at home when the bomb threat was called in. So the good news here is everybody is okay. Nobody has been blown up. Nobody has been shot. The frightening thing, though, is somebody out there is targeting members of the new Trump administration. And we can't tolerate that. These people need to be tracked down. They need to be punished. 1,000%. That's what needs to happen. Our good buddy Seb Gorka and Liz Harrington causing a bit of a stir on X. And by the way, they are still counting votes in two California House races. Folks, are you surprised that all of the races, it took them days to count a lot of these races, and every single one of them flipped from Republican wins on Election Day to Democrat wins? Weeks after the election. Any of you surprised by that? Now, this is an interesting thing that Liz Harrington and Seb Gorka are pointing out, that President Trump won in a massive landslide, but somehow, and he also won every single swing state. Every swing state went for Donald Trump. But what's really weird is that the Senate seats in those swing states went to the Democrats. In Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada. Does anybody find that weird? Do you find that unusual? People were going in and they were voting, and we have to believe that they were either votes were changed or that people were going in and voting for Trump and just walking out. And I'm not too sure I believe that. Something smells here, and especially in these House races where it took them weeks, and they're still counting votes in two races. It is going to be one of the slimmest majorities that the Republicans have had. Just unbelievable. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. John in Kentucky. Hey, John, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you and yours, my friend.
Thank you, John.
You don't realize how important you are to the American people, Todd. I really mean that. Okay, I'll make this real quick. AJ and I went and saw Bonhoeffer this weekend, okay? And the thing about it is, because the Trump administration is trying to do right by this nation, and the same thing that was happening, you know, to people back in the 1930s, it seems like they're trying to intimidate or get rid of people from the Trump administration, just like they did in 1930s Germany. Parallels are scary, but thank God we still have the right type of law enforcement, and people aren't being silent about it. They're speaking out against this evil that is trying to stop the president, and that's what it sounds like to me. It's just the parallels are very scary, but right now I believe the good Lord is watching over the current, you know, over the Trump administration, and I just wanted to make that parallel because it's just really scary if you read our history books. That's what they're trying to do. They talk about us being fascists. We're not. I mean, you are the good guys. You are the guys with the white hats. You're doing right by what the Lord wants you to do. And that's what he's done. He's given us an opportunity again. But evil is still trying to stop it, Todd. And on behalf of my entire family, Todd, God bless you. God bless your entire staff. And we love you and respect you. And thank you for giving us a voice, Todd.
Well, John, thanks for those kind words. And I think there's a lot of truth to what you're saying. My concern is that something catastrophic happens between now and Inauguration Day. And you've got, and I know Tucker Carlson was talking about this a few days ago, you have an administration right now that is actively trying to start World War III. You have a situation where the administration is now authorizing Ukraine that it's okay for them to have nukes and to use those nuclear weapons. If that happens, there will be a nuclear war. Whether or not it happens in here on American soil or over in Europe, that could be up for debate. But it is a very dangerous time in this country. And that's why you've got President Trump already trying to work out peace agreements and peace deals. But the reality is this, John, I think Putin, as things stand now and nothing else escalates, I think Putin is going to wait until Trump is inaugurated, and then they'll figure some sort of a solution out with Ukraine. But if a nuclear weapon is exploded in Moscow, yeah, all bets are off at that point. And we'd be saying the same thing if it was Washington, D.C. But again, the aggressor here is the United States government under the control of Barack Hussein Obama. That's who's controlling things right now. All right. Thanksgiving coming up, and Dylan, you know, we're the family Thanksgiving. We're Thursday, and typically the whole family gets together. But you went out and got married on us.
I did. I'm sorry about that.
So have you thought this through? And because you now have to do what, two Thanksgivings?
Yeah, a double duty is what they say. So
how is that going to work out?
I don't know. I think I'm going to be really overweight by the time New Year's comes, because there's a lot of turkey going into my stomach.
So we had to move ours to, I guess the wife comes first.
Yeah.
That's the way that
she
works.
Does, yeah.
So we would typically meet around lunchtime, but we're moving ours to evening. So
right.
The Starnes family goes to evening.
Yeah. We've moved schedules now. I think it's going to work out.
So you're doing lunch with the wife and the in-laws.
Yeah. I don't know who to eat more from.
Wow. So are you prepared for this? This is like your first, like...
No, I'm not prepared. How do you prepare for this?
Well,
I'm not going to eat tonight.
Well, that's good. Because you want to make sure... I mean, you don't want to you don't want to skimp with the new mother-in-law, right?
Right.
Yeah, because you got to make sure that you clean your plate.
Yes. But I'm only 2 months in, so, you know, I'm still earning my spot there.
That's right. They can still return you.
Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good. I'm curious. Did your dad give you advice? Like, okay, here's how you guys have to handle the holidays.
Well, we got advice from a lot of people. And one thing that a lot of people told us is that we are a family now. And we make the decisions on, you know, what to do with holidays.
Yeah, that's not true.
Well,
the in-laws, the your mom and your mother-in-law will be making those decisions.
It's just true. I will say we've been so blessed with the in-laws and my parents. Like, they're like, you know, you guys do what you guys do. If you want to see us, you'll see us. They've been great about it. But obviously, Mary and I, we want to see both families. We want to spend equal amount of time, you know, do all that right now.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
I think you have the best of both worlds.
We really do. It's a great situation we're in.
That's awesome.
It hasn't
That's
been fun. Like, hey, you have to come to our Thanksgiving.
Or you don't really want to go.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why you've got the best of both worlds.
That's true.
So I am curious, ladies and gentlemen, Dylan, off to the first Thanksgiving as a married man, what advice would you give? What are some things? And by the way, around the Thanksgiving table, a lot of folks now are trying to figure out, should we talk about politics? You know, is the crazy conservative uncle going to come in wearing a Trump wig? The answer is yes. What advice would you give Dylan as a newlywed? Because you're still a newlywed.
That's true.
Right? Yeah. It's just been a couple of months?
Literally almost 3 months.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That's amazing. All right. Folks, hour two of the big show coming up. We've got our good friend Robert Jeffress coming by. Also, Dave Bratt from Liberty University is going to drop by as well. plus your calls. Another trivia question, 901-260-5926. That telephone number again, 901-260-5926. And in the meantime, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. We're updating our big breaking news story, the attacks on President Trump's nominees. So go and check that out at toddstearns.com. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Stick around.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Well, hello, everybody. I am Todd Starnes, your voice of hope and truth across this great nation. Hello, everybody. Thank you for hanging out with us today. And in the last hour, we were talking about Dylan, our great audio engineer, board op for a number of years now. Dylan got married about 3 months ago and now is having to sort of maneuver through the whole two Thanksgiving dinners time of life. And I guess you're gonna be facing this with Christmas, too.
It's like every holiday, but Thanksgiving, Christmas, I feel like are the biggest ones, right?
Oh, those are the big ones.
Yeah.
So we're looking for guidance and advice on how Dylan can sort of maneuver through this land. I mean, it could be a landmine. You know, you don't want to step on something or do something the wrong way or say you don't like green bean casserole or something and end up in the doghouse.
That would be tough.
All right. 901-260-5926. If you have some advice for Dylan, and Amber is calling in from WTJS in Western Tennessee. Hi, Amber. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, Amber. So I understand you have some advice for Dylan.
I do have advice for Dylan. The best thing you can do after the meal and during the meal is say thank you. This is delicious, and I appreciate you. That works at both houses every day, and then help clean up afterwards, and you'll be right in there.
So you got to do the dishes.
It sounds like it.
Well, I just said help clean up. Now, that might include the dishes, and you can always ask, would you like help cleaning up? Because some moms, you know, they want to do it all.
That's true. Yeah, I might have to do it. I've been practicing doing the dishes now that I'm married, so... That might not be a bad idea.
How's that?
No, my husband and I did.
So Amber, go ahead, Amber.
The dishes.
Ah.
He's a good boy.
Nice. So was this agreed upon in the prenup, Dylan, that you have to do the dishes? How did that work out?
It's more like we switch turns. We take turns.
You know? I see. Now, Amber, are you preparing the Thanksgiving dinner? Is that you or is that someone else in the family?
Actually, I have a wonderful mother-in-law, and we go see her, and we take a couple of items, and we always help clean up.
Well, there you go. Well, Amber, thanks for calling in. Great advice, and I hope you and your family have a happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. I love listening to your show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, Amber. So there you go, Dylan. So bring some. You don't want to get dishpan hands, so you might want to bring some gloves.
Yeah, good point. And be thankful.
And be thankful. Bring some palm olive, or palm olive.
Palm olive.
Yeah, that's the dish soap.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm. Bring your own soap.
Bring your
BYOS.
You'll be loved forever.
Understood.
All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. By the way, I've got to give a shout out to the Church of the Holy Communion. It's an Episcopal church here in the Memphis area where we broadcast our national show. And they've been doing this 2 years in a row. So I guess you can call it a Thanksgiving tradition. So they have collected, are you ready for this? 40,000 pounds of sweet potatoes. That's a lot of sweet potatoes. So what they do is the farmers, all of the sweet potatoes are grown by farmers in Tennessee. And they drop off these sweet potatoes at the church, and you have all these volunteers, and they're out there bagging up the sweet potatoes, and then they give them to communities or to families in the community that may not necessarily have food on the table for Thanksgiving. And it's just really a neat thing they do. As a matter of fact, they had the pastor over there, Reverend Sandy Webb, and Pastor Webb delivered a prayer asking God to bless every table that receives the sweet potatoes. Now, I get it. If you're not from the South and you see a sweet potato, you're thinking, man, that's an ugly, ugly tuber. And it is. It's not the most attractive. But I'm telling you something, in the hands of a Southern grandma, that little sweet potato can become like a souffle or a casserole or a pie. So anyway, all that to say that, well, thank you for all the folks that volunteered. They call it the annual crop drop, and appreciate all the farmers and their generosity and the generosity of the volunteers that came out. And we just really hope that all of you folks out there have a terrific, terrific Thanksgiving. All right, let's go to Ginger, listening to us on KROF in beautiful Lafayette, Louisiana. Hi, Ginger. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. Well, I'm calling to give my advice on Christmas and Thanksgiving.
I am all ears.
So my suggestion is that you trade off the holiday each year. So, like this year, Thanksgiving was away from me, and we will have Christmas at my home. And then next year, it's just the opposite. That way, everybody gets a turn to make that Christmas day the most, the most special day. We've been doing. I've been married for 45 years, and we've been doing it with my family and my husband's family.
Wow!
Now we're all past that. We've got our own grandkids and stuff. But I'm starting to tradition again because I've got one daughter and two sons. And so I'm trying to balance it out and make it acceptable for everybody. And that's the fairest way to do it.
So, Dylan, this would actually save you from having to get a gym membership. So you're not having to do two Thanksgiving dinners.
This is true. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. I think when you have kids, it'll complicate it. Once you multiply, you want to start having your own Thanksgivings at your place and your Christmases at your place. So I totally understand that. Yeah.
Ginger.
So have a nice Thanksgiving.
Ginger, what's on your table this year for Thanksgiving?
Well, we did Thanksgiving on Sunday because this Thanksgiving is away for my kids. So we celebrated on Sunday. And so tomorrow I'm going to my sister-in-law's home, and she graciously invited my husband and I to go because we'll be by ourselves.
I'm just going to say this, Ginger. I'm going to say this about Lafayette and that part of Louisiana. I don't care where you have your Thanksgiving. It's going to be an incredible meal. You guys know how to cook down there.
Yeah, but you know what? We do make the green bean casserole. Of course, I had a lot left over.
I bet. Now, do you guys do the oyster dressing down there?
No, we do the rice dressing.
Oh, no, I haven't heard of
the oyster dressing.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the oysters. Dressing. Yeah, all right, that's good to know. Yeah. Well, Ginger, thank you, and thanks for calling in. And we just love all of our friends down in South Louisiana, and hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. Thanks, Ginger. 901-260-5926. The New York Times, they have now gone on the record, and they say they hate turkey and dressing. And I know I should not be surprised by this. Margot Lansky is the associate editor of the Times cooking section, and she did an essay. She says that Thanksgiving dinners are bland and boring. Clearly, she hasn't been below the Mason-Dixon line. Because I'm talking about what is bland and boring about a smoked turkey or ham or the deviled eggs sprinkled with the paprika or Dylan, your dad's delicious sausage cheese balls made with Jimmy Dean hot sausage.
My goodness.
That's good stuff.
It is.
Cornbread dressing smothered in giblet gravy. I mean, really? Have they never had any of this? I mean, does she really believe that a homemade sweet potato pie is pedestrian? Come on. And then there's Kelly Ripa over at Live with Kelly and Mark, and she caused some sort of a national controversy this week when she weighed in on the stuffing versus dressing debate, which we have had on this program. And again, I mean, as near as I can tell, the dressing is made with the cornbread and the chicken stock and the butter and the onions, and stuffing is basically a loaf of bread stuffed into the carcass of a turkey. And I do not judge. I've actually had some pretty good chestnut stuffing. I'm not all that keen on eating anything that is scooped out of the backside of a bird. That's just me, though. So anyway, all that to say, I think Kelly Ripa would have been better off sticking to a far less controversial topic like the presidential campaign. But that's just me. All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up. You could be entitled to significant compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens. And now studies have proved a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So, if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary reward. Call 800-266-6200. That's 800-266-6200. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
All right, folks, want to give you an update here. Now, former Congressman Lee Zeldin says he and his family were targeted. Congressman Zeldin, Jewish, and we understand that a bomb threat was called into their home from some sort of a pro-Palestinian message attached to it. Also, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik says she was targeted, as well as former Congressman Matt Gaetz. And, of course, this is all part of a breaking news story of the Trump administration coming out earlier today, at least the transition team, and announcing that a number of cabinet nominees and appointees have been targeted with either bomb threats or swatting incidents. So we're staying on top of the story. We'll have a complete report tonight, 5 o'clock, on the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. Right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend from Liberty University, former Congressman Dave Bratt. Dave, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Hey, Todd. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
You God know, bless you. It's when you hear these crazy reports, I think a lot of folks, you know, thought, hey, we didn't have any violence, no rioting after the election, so maybe everything is calm. This is just a reminder that these progressives, these radicals, are not going peacefully into the good night.
No, yeah. They're not going to hand over the car keys, right? You go back to 16, the Washington Post wrote a hit piece on Trump before he raised his hand on the Bible. Right before he was president, they were going after him, impeachment, everything. And those are two of my good friends up in Congress. They're just two decent people. And that's a tragedy. And I've heard, you know, the Mike Benzes and the smart people on the intelligence front are saying the left is all going from the administration back into all the leftist think tanks and Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania Biden centers and the NGOs. And so they're moving places. They won't have the levers of power, but they're not going away. They're fighting the fight.
Dave, it's amazing. Yesterday, this video was released, Kamala Harris, and she looks disheveled. I don't know. I wasn't there, so I don't know if she was drinking or under the influence of something, but something just did not look right. And you're wondering who in their right mind thought it was a good idea to release that video to the public.
Yeah, no, I know. They are in disarray. The Rachel Maddow and the MSNBCs are all similarly freaking out. The left is talking heads. All the VIPs, Oprah and all them, they paid $1 million each, $2 million in some cases, to get them to come out. And so, you know, the left is very good at messaging. All political views are just my own, right? But they know how to do it, and they spent like $1.5 billion on that campaign, just presidential level with Kamala. And so I would imagine she is just in disbelief that it didn't pan out. You know, they're assured everything's going to work out, right? The Ukraine war, Ukraine is beating Russia, right? It's an incredible feat, you know, that this little country is somehow beating Russia, and of course none of it's turning out to be true. And so they're reeling right now. The evidence is just coming in, right? And now get NFL football players and a cultural transformation like we've never seen doing the Trump shuffle in the end zones, right? I mean, who would have guessed? Maybe even the Fortune 500 CEOs find their backbones coming up. That would be a pleasant turnaround.
There are actually suggestions we change the national anthem to YMCA Day, Brat.
That's great. Right.
I love it.
I do too.
By the way, CBS News has a poll out, and Americans are very thankful for the number 47. But it's interesting that most Americans say they will not be talking about politics. They're going to be avoiding politics. 72% of Harris voters, 62% of Trump voters. What say you? You're a wise man. Should we be talking politics around the Thanksgiving table?
Well, you know, and I think I share your views on all this. My view of politics is comprehensive and starts with God. And so, yeah, if people are sick of the swarmy swamp talk, fine, take a break. But the Judeo-Christian West on Thanksgiving Day will be talking politics indirectly because they're worshiping God, and they're thankful to God for giving us a great country with freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of speech. And we take those for granted, right? That development only happened in Western European Christian countries back in about 1700, right? The rule of law, private property rights, respect for people, made in the image of God, everybody. That's politics. That's what politics should be, right? That's St. Augustine and Aquinas and the grand tradition, the Jewish rabbis. That's true politics. And so I hope we return to understanding what it takes to have a community that's vibrant and respectful of everybody, loves everybody, but you got to play by the rules and there's no cheating.
The one thing there are a lot of things I love about Liberty University, but when your kid, if you're in a taxpayer-funded school, your kid's going to come home, and it's a 50-50 shot if, you know, the kid's going to know his pronouns. At Liberty University, you know, you're sending a kid off, and they're not being radicalized, and I think a lot of people appreciate that. You guys are teaching kids how to think.
Yeah, well, and, you know, Harvard's motto was truth for Christ in church in 1640, and that has shifted quite a bit. I'm being sarcastic. It hasn't shifted at Liberty University. We still have required Bible courses. The Bible, the book of Deuteronomy, was the most cited book of the founding fathers when they wrote the Constitution. And no one knows any of this stuff, right? It's like this just lucky, and Japan copied our cookbook. But they eventually fell apart. They've had lost 2 decades because they didn't have the real secret sauce. China has copied our cookbook for 40 years. They're cracking up right now because they don't have the real. You can copy the kind of the property rights, kind of using market to signal prices. But you can't channel the respect and the work ethic that comes from working for God. And the fact that you might want to actually save some of your money for your kids and the future generations because you value this republic and you value your church and you value all things we're doing. Liberty, that's what we teach, right? God has ordained a few orders, right? The nation state's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Dave, we're going to have to leave it there. We're coming up on a break, but I want to thank you so much for all the great work you're doing on this program and, of course, at Liberty University, and hope you have a great Thanksgiving.
Yep. Love what you do, brother.
All right.
Enjoy it.
Dave Brandt, everybody. All right, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Time now for another trivia question as we go to break. Calvin Coolidge was gifted a critter on Thanksgiving, and it was not a turkey. What kind of a critter did they give Calvin Coolidge, our great president? 901-260-5926. If you know what kind of a critter it was, and it wasn't a turkey, give us a call. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody, and we do have a Thanksgiving trivia question out there. Calvin Coolidge, President Calvin Coolidge, received a gift on Thanksgiving, and it was not a turkey, but it was another critter, and I need to know, what was that critter? If you know, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, there is been a lot of gnashing and wailing within the mainstream media over the discovery, and I know this came as a shock to them, not so much to us, that the mainstream media is now somewhat irrelevant, that the mainstream media played zero role in the outcome of the 2024 presidential election. Now, you have people like Joe Rogan out there and others, talk radio, where we played a massive role in getting news and information out there and really providing the fairness and the balance that you need to be an informed voter. I want to play some audio here. This is a question that was being asked of the head of ABC News about Joe Rogan, because you think at this point, they would say, you know what? Yeah, we really screwed up. They're not anywhere close to admitting that. Take a listen.
I have a question about Joe Rogan, and you've sort of touched on elements of this in the US. He's obviously the world's most popular podcast host. He has 3 billion listeners. He's sort of managed to successfully capture that bro market in America. And his influence is such that in the wake of the US election, the Democrats have said that one of Kamala Harris's mistakes was that she didn't appear on his program. So I'm just wondering if you had any observations about what's behind the Joe Rogan effect, how you believe he's managed to so successfully capture this huge market. And then for us here in Australia, you know, how would or should the ABC be going about capturing that kind of audience?
Look, I'm not sure that I'm the right person to respond to that question. I am not a consumer or enthusiast about Mr. Rogan and his work.
Shocking.
I am not one of the 3 billion, and I'm unlikely to be 3 billion and 1 anytime soon. I think people like Mr. Rogan prey on people's vulnerabilities. They prey on fear. They prey on anxiety. They prey on all of the elements that contribute to uncertainty in society, and they entrepreneur fantasy outcomes and conspiracy outcomes as being a normal part of social narrative. I personally find it deeply repulsive, and to think that someone has such remarkable power in the United States is something that I look at in disbelief. I'm also absolutely in dismay that this can be a source of public entertainment when it's really treating the public as plunder for purposes that are really quite malevolent.
All right, so here you have this guy's name, Kim Williams, chairman of ABC. And Mr. Williams, addressing the National Press Club in Australia, says that he's never listened to a Joe Rogan podcast. He's never done a deep dive, but he's now describing himself as an expert. He's attacking Joe Rogan without even bothering to listen to any of the podcast. And that's the problem with the mainstream media, ladies and gentlemen, not just in this country, but around the globe. All of us are dealing with this in all of our countries. You have an ignorant media. They believe that they know best. And everybody else, if you go off of the reservation, if you decide that you have a differing opinion, you become the enemy. And they can't handle this. By the way, if you think this is going to be blowing up people's brains, wait until President Trump allows podcasters into the White House press briefing room. It's going to be revolutionary. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. Teresa in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Teresa, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Well, Teresa, we've got a question out there, and this is a fascinating bit of White House Thanksgiving history. But way back in 1926, Calvin Coolidge received a critter for Thanksgiving, and I'm curious to know what that critter was.
The critter was a raccoon.
Yes, that's right. And, Teresa, did you know the raccoon actually had a name? Did you know that?
Yes, it was Rebecca.
Rebecca the raccoon. Now, this is fascinating. It came from a fan of the president's in Mississippi, and there was a note attached to the raccoon, Teresa, and the Mississippi voter had full intentions of the president cooking up Rebecca the raccoon for Thanksgiving supper.
Oh, my.
According to one of the accounts, the note said that the raccoon had, quote, toothsome flavor. Mm-mm, good eating, as they say. But apparently, Teresa, President Coolidge was not too keen on upending the tradition of eating a turkey, so they decided to build a treehouse for Rebecca the raccoon, and she lived out the rest of her days on the White House lawn.
Well, that's a good thing.
I think it's a great thing. The First Lady Grace Coolidge actually wrote an article about it and said that they loved Rebecca, who was basically a domesticated raccoon. So there you go. Well, Teresa,
that's a good story.
What's that?
That's a good story.
It's a fun story. And, of course, you remember Teddy Roosevelt, and they basically turned the entire White House into a zoo.
Yes. I remember reading about it.
Yes. All right. Well, Teresa, congratulations. Hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, and Dylan will get your information, and hope you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, now is a great time to head over to the Todd Stearns website. Folks, we have a great little store for you to check out. You can get copies of all my books. Also, great things like coffee mugs and tumblers, T-shirts, ball caps, you name it. Fun little treats, items that you can get, stocking stuffers for your family just in time for Christmas. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress, on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the Todd Stearns Show. All right. Want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffress from the First Baptist Church in Dallas, joins us. Dr. Jeffers, hope you're doing good today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Todd.
By the way, I was watching your social media feeds, and it looked like you were feeding about 1,000 people there at the big Thanksgiving dinner. You guys do that every year at the church?
We do. This year, because of the fire we went through, we had to go across the street to the Fairmont Hotel, but we ended up with a larger crowd than ever. So our people are in good spirits, and they are
Whoops, I think we may have lost Pastor Jeffers. We'll try to get him back in just a moment. The fire Dr. Jeffers was talking about happened in the old sanctuary, the historic sanctuary of the church, and destroyed it. But the church has committed to rebuilding it. And, of course, the church is staying in downtown as well, which has really been a phenomenal story. But I think we've got Dr. Jeffers back with us. How is the rebuilding going? You guys decided to rebuild to some extent. Is that right?
We did. And, you know, it's interesting. I talked to President Trump the other day. The first thing he asked me about was how we were recovering from the fire, what the new building was going to look like, how much it was going to cost. And we've just been so gratified by everyone about their support. And, yes, we're staying in downtown Dallas. And we just released the new renderings for the rebuild of our historic sanctuary that was 130 years old. And we've had, you know, presidents from Woodrow Wilson to George W. Bush visited there and so forth. And it's an iconic space, and we're happy we're going to rebuild it. But at the same time, we're going to be able to do some other things as well. So God's really causing beauty to rise from the ashes.
It's going to be an amazing story, and it already has been. You know, what's been happening in the ministries coming out of your church, Dr. Jeffers. And also, I've always been so impressed by the way you've handled this. You know, you're giving President Trump counsel. You have been out there at the forefront of it. I mean, it's been a pretty respectful thing the way you've handled all of this. And, you know, some preachers don't handle it that well, to be honest with you.
Well, President Trump has lots of people he talks to. So I just am gratified to have been a friend of his for the last 10 years and consider him a friend. And I'm grateful for his reelection, and I really sense in him a desire to get things done for our country. He's very upbeat in spirit. You know, this idea that he's going to create this dystopian theocracy that oppresses people, that's the furthest thing from his mind. He wants to bring Americans together to accomplish some common goals, and I think he has a good shot of getting that done.
Yeah, I do too. And when you see the people that he's surrounding himself with, and of course, Susie Wiles, who has a connection there in the Dallas area, I remember seeing a photograph. I think our good friend O.S. Hawkins baptized her in Israel in the Jordan River back in the day. And then I believe one of the pastors over at Prestonwood is going to be a part of the cabinet.
Yeah, he is going to be the HUD secretary. And that would be great. So we've just got a lot of things to be grateful for. And, you know, when you have 60% of Americans approving of the president's handling of the transition, that new CBS poll, that's astounding. 60% these days is a landslide in any kind of a poll. And so I think that shows that Americans will always have differences of opinion, but I think they want to come together. They're tired of the polarization.
And what I find fascinating is, and we had Ralph Reed on, I think, the day after the election and on our election night coverage, and he was really astounded by the numbers of evangelicals that came out. He believes in record numbers to vote in the election, and that did not happen in 2020. So I think it's a reminder that, you know, people of faith, we have a responsibility to engage the culture.
That's right. And, you know, we're not under any illusion that the millennium has come and that all is well. But I think what we've done with the election of President Trump has ensured that religious freedom is going to be pervasive, at least for 4 more years. We've got a little longer to share the gospel. and lead people to Christ, and that's what I'm most excited about.
Well, it is exciting, and so I'm curious though about Thanksgiving at the Jeffers household. I mean, you know, there are things we don't know about you. I didn't realize you were a pickleball guy, but
I didn't either.
But who does the cooking there on Thanksgiving?
Well, a local restaurant does all of our cooking. So we have a family tradition going back to my grandmother that the women do not cook on Thanksgiving. It's a day off for them. So we import our meals.
Is that right? Well, I'm sure Mrs. Jeffers really appreciates that, because that's a lot of work feeding folks on Thanksgiving.
That was one of her conditions for coming into the marriage 50 years ago.
You see, we've been giving Dylan some advice on that, because he's a newlywed, and this is the first Thanksgiving. So we're like, you know, he's going to have to do our family Thanksgiving, and then he's going to have to go to his wife's family. So,
oh man,
he's going to be a busy guy.
Busy guy.
Well, Dr. Jeffers, we just want to wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and we appreciate you hopping on the show this afternoon.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Todd. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. The great Dr. Robert Jeffers, pastor of the First Baptist Church there in Dallas, Texas. Good guy. All right. Let's go to the phone lines here. Andra is listening to us in the great state of Maine. And I think, Andra, you want to talk. We were talking earlier in the week about the old catalogs, the Christmas catalogs we used to get.
Yes. Actually, I'm calling from Maryland.
Well, from Maryland. I'm sorry.
All right. All right. It's all right. It's on the East Coast. We're good. I'm just a couple or so years older than you. And whenever I needed new clothes, my mom would say, Andrew, go get the Sears catalog out of the closet and pick out what you want. And so, you know, it's full of Sears and JCPenney catalogs. And I remember JCPenney. And I'd order it, but we could go pick it up at JCPenney so my mom could have me try it on first. And sometimes you say, go try on that thing. Sometimes it gets on the rack also. And I just sit there on the floor with catalogs all around me. And I dog-ear this and dog-ear that. And that was how we got our clothes. Oh, are you old to remember kids picking on each other if they had JCPenney pants on?
Oh, I do remember that. Yes.
It was like fake blue jeans. And if anyone had JCPenney, oh, kids, we were terrible to each other if anyone had JCPenney pants.
I do remember that. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. My grandmother and my mom, they would have the measuring tape and they would have the catalogs. And so it was, you know, they'd take the measurements and then order right out of the catalog. Brings back memories.
Yes. Some good, some not so good.
There are a lot of bad.
Thank you for that memory. Yeah.
Absolutely. Andrew, well, thank you so much for calling in, and we appreciate all of our great listeners in the beautiful Commonwealth of Maryland. Thank you again, and happy Thanksgiving to you. Yeah, I do remember that. And then there was a time in my growing up years where my grandmother made all of the grandchildren the same outfits, and we had to wear them. There was a lot of polyester going on back in the day. I do remember that. Well, folks, I want to take a moment and to say how thankful I am for all of you, and also for all of the radio stations that carry this show every single day. I'm a small business owner, and it's an honor to be able to work with so many other independently owned radio stations around this great nation. And I really do believe that locally owned radio is going to save this country. And it's the only place that you can go where you can have these kinds of conversations. And I just want to say thank you. And thank you not only for listening to this radio program, but also for supporting your local radio station. And if you haven't done so, and I know a lot of folks don't think about calling up the radio station, but you ought to call them up and thank them for carrying this show. And thank them for the great work they're doing in your local communities. Well, folks, we're going to be taking the next couple of days off, spending time with our family, eating a lot of turkey, a lot of cornbread dressing, giblet gravy, pecan pie, and sweet potato pie. It's going to be a lot of fun. But you know what? You're going to have a lot of fun as well at your home and at your celebrations. Folks, get out there. Happy Thanksgiving. Be good, America.